It's easy to follow God when circumstances are easy. But when things get hard, especially when life feels out of control, we all have a tendency to try to go our own direction. In today's episode, we encourage you to consider, who's the real head of your life? Welcome.
Well, welcome, friends. It's Kathy Berggren here, better known as Kathy B, and I'm so happy to welcome you to Season 2 of Common Prayer. We've had a little break, and we're so glad that you've joined us today, wherever you're listening. There's so much that has happened since the beginning of July, when we were last together. And I can imagine that most of you are with me when I say that I never imagine that we'd still be in the middle of this worldwide pandemic, but we are. And I never imagined that we'd still be experiencing such racial tension in our country, but we're still at it. Never thought our kids would still be doing distance learning, or that we'd be experiencing high unemployment levels, and that we'd still be mostly doing church online, but we are. And just in the last couple weeks, to add another significant layer, there have been hundreds of wildfires raging all over California, and they've gotten pretty darn close to us, evidenced by our skies being so smoky at times that we can't even go outside. And it's gotten really personal for me, because our family has a 90-year-old treasure of a cabin in the Santa Cruz Mountains that are so beautiful, and we had to evacuate from it a week ago Thursday. And it's just been stress upon stress and unknown upon unknown. God is still on his throne, certainly, and we can trust him. We must trust him. But I think it highlights to me how all the more important it is that we take the time now, every day, to connect with our Lord and to seek his face and his perspective, to seek his peace and calm in the middle of this storm, and to be really intentional about placing our hand in his hand, allowing him to steady us and to lead us. I really hope that you had a chance to listen to Brandon and Kevin and my conversation about this new season. And I hope you notice that we'll be following in this new season the church lectionary, which is really a Bible reading plan. It includes about four different scripture passages every day, and we will focus on one of them each day for our meditation. We really want to encourage you to follow along at cpc.org/spiritualformation, and you'll know what's coming up. It's a way that we can join with and acknowledge the larger Big C Church, if you will, and to submit ourselves, to yield ourselves to an even greater community of faith that is literally all over the world. And every day that we have common prayer will begin with a time of silence, just so you can expect that too. And we're going to do that because we understand that often our default in approaching a time like this is with a preoccupation with us, with our agendas, and we want to make every effort to provide space for you to center your mind on God so that you can hear his still small voice above all the other voices clamoring for your attention in your head and your heart. So, let's begin now with a time of silence for about a minute, just asking God to quiet your mind, to quiet your heart, to acknowledge that he is with you and you are with him right now. Let's take a minute to do that. Let me read you our scripture for today. It's from Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 23, according to our lectionary. And since we're starting in the middle of a chapter, let me give you a little context. Ephesians is this rich, rich book that calls believers from different backgrounds and walks of life to unity in Christ. And at the beginning of chapter 1, Paul describes all of the blessings that we've been given in Christ. What are those? They begin with the reminder that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, that God has chosen us, that He has predestined us, that He's redeemed us, that He's forgiven us, that He's lavished us. Don't you love that word? With His grace. And that He has made known and is making known to us the mystery of His will, all for the purpose of bringing unity to all things, both in heaven and on earth, under Christ, and to bring Him praise. And then let me read our scripture, starting in verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all of God's people, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people, and His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Wow, isn't that amazing? It struck me at the beginning here that Paul was on house arrest in Rome when he wrote this, and he was separated from the people he loved, which was the church in Ephesians, much like we're separated from one another now. And in the midst of this, he prays for them. And I want to concentrate on three things. In verse 17, he prays that they, and by extension us, that we would know Him better. You see, we can know Him. And then as we walk with Him, we can know Him better and better and better. So He prays for us to know Him better. He prays for the church and for us to know His hope. And to hope means to trust in, to wait for, to look for, or desire something or someone, or to expect something beneficial in the future. Christ Himself is our hope, and we can trust Him to fulfill His promises. And lastly, in verse 19, he prays that this church and that we would know His power as the head of the church. He is our head. I want to invite you into more of an engaged meditation now. And to do that, would you just take a deep breath, realizing that Jesus is here with you and that he desires to speak to you. And I'd like to ask you, how well do you know him? How much do you want to know him in these unsure times? Are they making you go away from him or to run toward him to know him better? If it is your heart's desire, would you express to the Lord that it is your desire to know him better? And then where are you putting your trust? Where are you putting your hope right now? Is it in things getting back to normal? Is it having a little bit stronger sense of control in your life? Or is it very intentionally, are you putting very intentionally your hope in Jesus himself? Lastly, we're reminded that Christ is our head and that the head directs the body of Christ. So similarly to how our heads, our physical heads and brains, guide a pen in our hand as we write down words on a sheet of paper. He is our head. Are we allowing him to lead us, to guide us, to be his church, the light of the world during this time? Father, we pray in closing today that you would give us the hunger to need you. Would you give us the desire to know you better? And would you give us the faith and the resolve to place our trust in you and your promises and not the slippery and the vain things of this world? And would you help us, Father, to allow you to lead us and to direct every aspect of our lives, both individually and collectively as members of your body, the church, as our powerful head. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.